So that brings us to the position that a lot of people are in today. They have been told to set up a separate LLC for each piece of property. And actually, that's a great idea. There's only a couple of flies in that ointment. One, each LLC requires the maintenance, requires the fees, requires the annual tax returns, everything else in order to maintain the LLC. If you're in California and you have 10 pieces of property, that becomes very expensive. Actually, I ran onto a couple of individuals who own 53 properties in California. One of the attorneys that I know had gotten a hold of them, and he said, you want a separate entity to hold each one of these pieces of property, all 53 of them. And I'm an attorney. I'm going to set up these entities for you. Well, he set up 53 entities. And this guy had the balls to charge these people $5,000 for each one of the entities. Trust me, they were identical pieces of paper. The people had paid the $5,000 each for 53 pieces of property. You can put the pencil to this, start calculating. Since they were in California and the filing fees are like $800,000-$900,000 each year by the time you get through, the lawyer said, "Oh, you don't want to do it in California. You want to do it in my state. My state's cheap." So he had set up the 53 entities in his state. Well, you have to have a registered agent in the state. So the attorney said, "Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to charge you $1,500 for each one of the entities, and I'll act as the registered agent. I'll file the tax returns for you. I'll do the K-1s. I'll do it all." Well, on an LLC that owns one piece of property, trust me, the tax returns, the K-1s, all of this is nothing. So he was basically getting $1,500 a year for no reason, except to be the registered agent, do a little bit of tax work. Now, put the pencil to this one. That's 1,500 times 53. These poor people call me up and they say, "Phillips, we don't have to worry about asset protection. We're going to be broke." The point of the matter is these guys went way overboard. You can't, one, afford to have 53 LLCs. Two, you can't begin to manage the 53 LLCs. Oh yeah, you can pay the lawyer $1,500 a year. He can probably manage them for you. And three, I'm not sure you need 53 LLCs. You might note that the lawyer also did something for these people, and that is he set them up for a disaster, because the 53 limited partnerships were not registered in California. They should have been registered in California, and of course, California's fees would have had to have been paid. That's $850, $900 a year. They would have all had to have been paid. And so exactly what did these people get out of this? Well, the lawyer got a lot of money. When they said they didn't have to worry about asset protection anymore, they added one more sentence: "We're not worried about asset protection anymore because our lawyer has all of our money." I'm going to give it to you, though. In the absolute ideal world, you would have 53 LLCs, you would pay all of the fees, you would take care of them, they would be perfect, and that would give you probably the best asset protection you could have for all of these pieces of property. One of the techniques that I've counseled people on over the years is to take your pieces of property. If you have 10 pieces of property, let's look at them. Let's make a logical division of the pieces of property. We have high-end homes. We have Section 8 properties. Well, I'm going to form an LLC. I'm going to put the Section 8 properties in one LLC. I'm going to put the high-end homes in a second LLC. Or let's say some of the properties are in Iowa and some of the properties are in Florida. You put the Florida properties in one LLC. You put the Iowa properties in another LLC. In either case, though, I want you to have a third LLC which acts as the manager of the pieces of property. You could go out and hire a third-party manager for all of these pieces of property. They're going to charge you 7%. You're going to have an agreement with them. They're going to manage the property. They collect the rent. They hire the plumber. They hire the gardener. They do all of the rest of the work. They get their 7%. All of the rest of the rent, they turn back over to you. You're happy. You have nothing to do with it. Well, you're going to set up your own management company, and you're going to charge 7%. You're going to have a contract in order to manage all of these pieces of property. That contract is going to be between the managing LLC and the owning LLC. The managing LLC is going to collect the rent. They're going to sign all of the leases. The managing LLC is going to hire the plumber, the painter, the gardener, everybody else. The reason we're doing this is the manager is the one that ends up usually getting sued. They're the one that caused the problem. They're the one that the tenant knows about. What we're doing is putting another hurdle. We're putting a shield out in front of you. Yes, they could maybe go around the shield, but if there's the managing LLC and then the LLC that owns the piece of property, if they get through the management LLC for some reason, then they're going to have to go to the owning LLC. They may be able to get the properties in the owning LLC, but the chances are they will not be able to come through that back to you and the other LLC, which owns your other properties. Can you see how we're setting up different pockets to own properties in? In each pocket, we're putting some of the properties or some of the activities, and we're putting a liability shield around that pocket and trying to separate it from the other pockets that you may have. Now, I want to clarify a point here. I said that the one LLC is going to be the manager. That's the manager of the properties. It is not the manager of the other LLCs. Don't get those terms confused. Since the people in California approached me a number of years ago and said that they had this problem with the 53 LLCs, the question becomes, how many LLCs do you need? Well, the answer is, how many properties do you have? I'm going to give you a guideline, and this is just a guideline. 4 or 5 properties per LLC, or let's say $2 million worth of value in an LLC. If I've got 4 or 5 properties, or I've got over $2 million in assets in the LLC, it's probably time to start a new LLC and start putting additional assets and properties into that new LLC. One other guideline that I usually use is I like to divide properties by risk. Remember I said the Section 8 properties, they ought to go into one LLC, the high-end ought to go into another. Your two biggest risk pieces of property are the low-income and the commercial pieces of property. And I would divide those out so that I've got an LLC for a couple of low-income properties, or usually a separate LLC for each individual commercial property. The commercial properties are usually worth more anyway. We're following the guidelines of a couple of million dollars per LLC. Let's say you're not doing property and you have 2 or 3 little companies. It isn't unusual to find a family that has some sort of a little retail company, some sort of a multi-level company. Maybe dad has a consulting company. He's an engineer. He does consulting. The question is, can I have the same LLC and run each one of those activities? Well, I'd probably separate dad's consulting out into a separate LLC because dad may get sued for his consulting. The fact that you're running a multi-level and a little retail thing where you're just selling stuff over the internet, there's no liability in those two activities. You can lump them together into the same LLC. We're trying to separate safe activities from risky assets or risky activities. That's just kind of a thought that you keep in the back of your mind when you're saying, do I need another LLC to do this? The question is, what's the risk? By the way, you don't want to lump your safe activities along with your risky activities. You obviously want to make the distinction and have separate LLCs for each one of those activities. In this module, you've learned how to maintain your LLC, and you've learned a number of things that you can do with your LLC to get a little more money, save a little off the taxes, get a little bit more asset protection out of the structures that we're talking about.